Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Time, and this is the day, and by my Spirit, I'm making the way. And by my Spirit, you'll begin to rejoice and you'll begin to say, lifting your voice and declaring this new day, for I'll cause you to go forth into a new way. You'll leave this place in a new way, a new strength and a new direction. For I'll restore years and I'll restore health and I'll restore joy. For this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase and they shall multiply. For times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say, it's not so far away, but it's here right now, today. Ha, ha, ha. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you. Thank you, Jehoshua. Thank you, mighty Lord. Mighty God. Mighty Jesus. Mighty, mighty Yeshua. Mighty, mighty Jehoshua. What an awesome God we serve. What a good God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Praise you, mighty Lord. Mighty, mighty God. Mighty, mighty Yeshua. Hallelujah. Thank you, brother. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, God. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you. Praise you, mighty Yeshua. We serve such a wonderful, wonderful God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Yeshua. Praise you, Jehoshua. Some of you will need to refresh to hear the program. Hallelujah. Much clearer. Praise the Lord. If you're not able to hear, you may have to refresh. Thank you, Lord. And then you should be able to hear. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Well, shalom, shalom, my brother and my sister. Welcome to the Lord's Hour. This is your host, brother in Christ, Brother L.V. Zapata. Thank you, Jesus, here to share the revelation of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Anything, hallelujah, he has to say. Hallelujah. He praise you, Lord, oh, how revealed to us. Praise you, Yeshua. We're here to share his revelation with his people, knowing that we're living in the last days before his return. Jesus is about to return for his bride that have made herself ready. My brother and sister, those that are repenting and are seeking him with all of their heart, my brother and sister, he is about to return for us, because he promised us he will return. The angel told the disciple in Acts chapter 1 that in the same way they saw Jesus leave, he was going to return again. And yes, he is, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. It's so amazing that in this revelation of Jesus, that the rapture departure that I had a couple of mornings ago, I saw Jesus with the bride that were being changed and transformed. We can see Jesus very clear, my brother and sister, in the cloud. We can all see him. He was a giant. When I tell you a giant, he was a giant, my brother and sister. Shalom, Rapture. And so, hallelujah, what I'm saying to you is, hallelujah, that we are going to see him clearly. The world may not, okay? And I say may not or may see him. And I tell you for two particular reasons, that some people who are backsliding may, because the in Matthew 25, the parable of the 10 virgins, shalom, Brother Miguel, when the other virgin returned, they say, Lord, Lord, open to us, okay? And he said to them, I knew you not. So that means is that even those that are not ready may see him, okay? and may want the Lord to open for them, for them to be changed, transformed, and be right to the pasture. But again, as he said to them, I knew you not. You're not mine. You're not mine, my brother and sister, because still a lot of vaccinated that may be thinking they're going home in the ranch or the pasture. And I tell you that no, they're going to have to stay behind and be murdered, be killed, be like crucified. They have to suffer now because they took out the easy way out, my brother and sister. Instead of suffering for Jesus, they decided not to suffer for him, my brother and sister. And that, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And you will see him in this rapture departure. It's a special event. The rapture is a special event. I know some people have dream, vision, revelation of seeing the Lord in the cloud. That's different than this special rapture departure, because the promise here is for us to be changed, for us to be transformed in the blink of an eye, my brother and sister, opening, closing of an eye. So that's totally, totally different than the experience that some people are having, my brother and sister. What I know is we are going home any day now. The rapture, my brother and sister, is becoming practically part of the past. And I say practically because at any moment, at any day, the bride of Christ is going to disappear, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. And it will be in heaven celebrating, okay? It will be celebrating the Lord. It will be celebrating Jesus, the wedding celebration. That is the promise God has made to you and I. And that is the promise God wants us to hold on to, my brother and sister. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. I'm going to go into the Word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, just for us to be reminded. I apologize if you had noises in the audio for a few seconds. Shalom, Sister Luna. Praise you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Yeshua. Hallelujah. We are excited. Continue to endure. Continue to persevere. No matter what you see, no matter the judgment that are coming down any day now, okay, a lot of people are going to be scared, running, thinking, where am I going to go? Where am I going to hide because of the judgment? You saw 6.7 earthquake happen within one day, okay? We haven't had that for a long time, my brother and sister. People online are going crazy with this. These are the signs. Things that you not have seen before are going to start happening, my brother and sister, and a lot of people are going to be scared, especially here in the United States, because the earth is going to shake here, like the prophet said, as a drunken, okay? It's not going to be easy. Hold on to whatever you can. Get under your table if you can, my brother and sister, especially those in California. Remember the training back in the 80s, my brother and sister, in the 90s, when you see these things happening, get under a table as quickly as you can, hallelujah, so you can avoid things, heavy things falling on you, okay, my brother and sister, amen. There's a lot of things happening quickly, my brother and sister, amen. Yes, I'm going to play Sister Celeste a little later, praise you, Yeshua. So we need to be ready for all these things that are happening. But the Bible says in Revelation 19:9, and he said unto me, John said, write, blessed are they that are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto me, these are the true saying of God. These are the true saying of God. God has said this, my brother and sister, and hallelujah, blessed we are. Hallelujah. We are blessed that are called unto the marriage of the supper of the Lamb. Everyone waiting for the coming of Jesus, that have the calling on their life, that have the Holy Spirit, you are blessed. You are blessed from any curse. You are blessed from the curse of the earth. You are blessed by God for being the bride of Jesus. You are special. Hallelujah. Because you've been elected. You've been selected for this wedding, my brother and sister, by God, before the foundation of this earth. Praise you, Jesus. That's what Paul talks about in the book of Ephesians. Hallelujah. Don't let anyone make you feel or tell you the contrary of what the Word of God says. Amen. We stand on the Word. We believe His Word. We know that we are His sons and daughters, my brother and sister, because we believe His Word. Hallelujah. We are excited. We are looking forward, thank you, Jesus, to what is coming. The Lord yesterday morning took me, hallelujah, to the great tribulation again. I was telling someone, I didn't really want to go there anymore. I thought I had shared enough. But there was a few things God wanted me to see, my brother and sister, to continue to warn, continue to tell people to get ready, continue to repent. Hallelujah. Continue to endure. Continue to persevere no matter what happened, no matter what you see. My brother and sister, no matter who decides in the last minute to walk away, you endure. You persevere. Hallelujah. Don't focus on the negative. Don't focus, hallelujah, on the gossiping of other people. My brother and sister, continue to focus on Jesus. Continue to focus on His Word. His Word is the truth. His Word is true, my brother and sister, that can change. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So important. Shalom, Sister Consuelo. So important we stay focused on Jesus. So, so important. Thank you, Lord. Someone write to me about a Revelation 18 where that Babylonian system is going to be burned with fire, my brother and sister. And said, Brother Levy, how can people who God says in His Word is going to burn them with fire, the Babylonian system, how can anyone be saved, my brother and sister? We can never, never forget the mercy of God in all this. His mercy endure forever. Hallelujah. And mercy triumphs over judgment. Remember that, my brother and sister. That means that there will be people the Lord is going to save. There are people the Lord's going to change back into human again, my brother and sister. Thank you, Lord. We need to believe Him. Now, listen to this. Ezekiel 37:3-7. And He said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? Now, listen to the question, because when God asks you a question, hallelujah, He expects you to answer. Okay? And we need to answer in humility like Ezekiel. God would ask you a question expecting an answer for you. Hallelujah. This is something, if you believe God, this is something God expects you to answer, hallelujah, correctly, because there's nothing impossible to the Lord. My brother and sister, can these bones live? My brother and sister, they were dead. They were buried. My brother and sister, they were on the ground. Deep in the ground, several feet in the ground. These bones were buried. These people have died. They were dead. And all that was in the tomb was bones. And God asked the prophet, can they live? That's what God is asking you and I. Can your vaccinated family live again? Can they? The Lord took me again to the great tribulation. I found myself there, and I say, oh, no, not again. And I was in front of this property, my brother and sister, a few hundred feet from this building that I could recognize. And there, my brother and sister, out of that building, I saw a werewolf running out of the building and a beast. And I know we call werewolf beasts, yes. But these other beasts was like a large bear. But it was not a bear. It was a human that had taken the shape of this wild animal. And the werewolf and this beast came out running out of this building because someone was going on the motorcycle, my brother and sister, on the road. And they were running to try to catch this person on the motorcycle. And I saw how fast this werewolf was going. It was going really fast, my brother and sister. It looked to me like the movie Underworld that we watched back in, I believe, 2000, my brother and sister, the first Underworld movie. And these beasts looked so real. And I believe God was speaking to the world through this movie back then. But people cannot even imagine that our society will be turning into werewolf, into beast. Will not go through people's mind. But it was like God in his mercy, God in his grace, my brother and sister. His mercy that endure forever. His grace that is sufficient, my brother and sister. And I saw this werewolf running across to jump on the guy on the motorcycle. And he did. And when he jumped over the fence, he grabbed this guy who was on his motorcycle. He saw them, but it was too late for him to take off really fast, my brother and sister. It was like a dirt bike he was riding. And it looked like he could outrun them. But the werewolf was going so fast because it's like, if I don't catch him now before he takes off really fast, I'll lose him. And my brother and sister, he jumped over the fence, over the row, and grabbed this guy by the neck on the motorcycle. And I saw him when he began to tear him apart. The motorcycle just flipped over, but the werewolf still had him by his feet. And I saw when the other beast came running, piece of him also. The werewolf, the faster he came, was tearing him apart, but the other beast grabbed it like an arm and tear the arm apart, my brother and sister, being careful with the werewolf, but still doing it, and took that piece and ran off. Like, at least I have some meat to eat, my brother and sister. As I'm standing there, and I'm looking at this horrible thing, my brother and sister, oh, my Lord, oh, my God, have mercy. My brother and sister, I saw when the werewolf began to turn back into human, my brother and sister. The beast went into the building. The werewolf was going back into his house with some of the meat still on his mouth, began to turn back into a human. As he turned back into a human, my brother and sister, he looked where I was standing, and he says, Elvie, my Lord, my God, Elvie. And when I heard that voice, I can recognize him. I was on the phone with him a few months speaking on the phone. And I said to him, Cinnamon, this is a friend. I went to high school in New Jersey. My brother and sister, we know each other for over 30 years. He's a pastor in Florida. A few months ago, I told him not to take the vaccine. But he disagreed with me. I said to him, Father God told me, that whoever takes this vaccine will not be part of his kingdom anymore. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And he says, well, we're planning to get the vaccine so we can evangelize the world. And I said, no, don't take the vaccine. Please listen. I noticed that he wasn't listening. And we left it like that. We even planned to meet. We never met because he didn't like my message. Not a lot of people like my message, my brother and sister. Notice that not a lot of people like Jesus' message. They didn't like the disciple message. They're not like Ezekiel, Isaiah, Daniel, none of them. Not a lot of people like their message, my brother and sister. They were not very popular. They heard about him. But, you know, after he spread the bread, multiplied the bread and the fish, those people walked away. Only the disciple stayed. My brother and sister, they liked the fish, the miracle of the fish. They liked the miracle of the bread, but they walked away. Like, that's it. That's all we wanted. If he can give us anything, we'll take it, but that's it. We don't want to hear about his gospel or his preaching. And they walked away, my brother and sister. Not a lot of people like it, my brother and sister. And so he didn't listen to me. Now, my brother and sister in the Great Tribulation, Elby, come over here. And I said, listen, I just saw you turn into a werewolf and tear this God apart, and you want me to come close to you now that you turn back to human? Elby, I won't turn back in 3 more hours. You're fine. You'll be fine now. I said, dude, how can you? And he says, you want me to bring you here, Elby? And we used to play around in high school growing up. And he came, my brother used to grab me and drag me to his house, front of his house. I stood up, I stand again, and it was kind of funny in a way. But I can see his flesh kind of hanging, saggy, my brother and sister. For I noticed that when they change into a werewolf, like King Nebuchadnezzar, when they change into these beasts, they have no conscience at the moment. They don't realize what they just did. But you know what he says to me? Well, I have to eat. I have to have meat, he says to me. So what do you want me to do? And I said to him, didn't I tell you not to take the vaccine? And he said, well, you already know what happens, he says to me. Like, yeah, you told me, but, you know, you already can see what's the outcome, what happened. And I said, man, why did you didn't listen to me, my brother and sister? We want our friend, we want our family, my brother and sister, to be saved, to be protected, to listen to God, to commit a life to God. I cannot make people listen to me. I am so sorry. A lot of people wishes me to talk to millions and billions of people and really, you know, people don't want to listen. My brother and sister, I believe I'm doing my best. I believe I'm doing what Jesus called me to do. I cannot make people listen to me. My brother and sister, I know this. I know this. Our people listen to me and walk away, my brother and sister, the next day. I'm giving them a message from the Lord. They walk away the next day. And the Lord even showed me this, that this would happen. It's difficult. Ministry is not easy, my brother and sister, because I cannot convince people. I can only give them the word and let them decide for themselves. My brother and sister. And so he was still, hallelujah, naked. And he says, let me go in and get some clothing on myself. Because when he turned into a werewolf, he grew so big that his clothing was tear, was just broken, my brother and sister. Could not resist the body, my brother and sister. And so, okay, go ahead, go inside and change. He went inside and changed. My brother and sister noticed. He said, come, just come inside, Elby. I went inside with him, my brother and sister, and hallelujah. I said, you know, I knew there were two of them, and I can hear another beast, the other beast, hallelujah, talking like in the second floor of the building. We were in the first floor, my brother and sister. And I said, I can recognize the voice. Remember in another occasion, the Lord took me to the Great Tribulation, and there was a beast that was speaking. And I knew this other person was still a beast, but it was speaking, my brother and sister. It was calling someone, my brother and sister. So I said, who is he calling? And he says, he's still a beast. I'm not changed yet. You're changing a few minutes. And I said, who this? I can recognize this voice. It was another of our friend, and they're like brothers. But it was another of our friend, my brother and sister, who got the vaccine. But it looks like he got the Pfeiffer, which he turned into a beast but still can retain his thinking, his speech, and all that. And he was a big beast like a bear, large, while still speaking. And that was really familiar to me when we were talking about him. And I said, I don't feel safe here. I said, I don't feel safe. I see that you have a closet with the steel door. I want to get in there. And because he's still a beast, and I know you can protect yourself because you can change into a beast, but not me. I think I want to be safe and go into the closet. Oh, no, don't worry about it. And I noticed that as I went into the closet, the light was on. There was tools there that I have right now in my house, my brother and sister. Oh, God is amazing. God is amazing. There's a pair of pliers that I have. My brother and sister, the condition that I'm in, I could recognize it. Dear, he has some of my tool with him. Like he came to my house after the rapture, and I guess he noticed I had tool, my brother and sister, and took them with him and he said he had them to close the door and all that. My brother and sister, to steal his house from these other beasts. And I said, wow, my brother, this is incredible. So I said, hallelujah, lock the door, okay? Make sure it's locked completely. I won't steal all over. I don't want him to come in. Elva, you don't need to be afraid. He's not going to break through the door. I have between him and I. It's locked. But I said, I want to be safe and just wait until he turned back to human. You say he'll be turning into human. What, you said 15 minutes? Okay, I'll wait that 15 minutes in the closet, and I did. And he said, Elvis, you can come out. He said, well, I was still locked in there. You can come out. He's already changed back into human, my brother insisted. And so he came down, and I saw him. It was our other friend, my brother insisted, that went to high school with us together in New Jersey. And I said, Joey, is that you? Yes, it's me. Wow, my brother and sister. He was the one that took the Pfeiffer. And I was like, no. This is, God is giving me a revelation, a mighty confirmation, my brother and sister, of the reality of the great tribulation. Hallelujah. This humanity don't know how deceived they're being deceived, my brother and sister. Jesus said to his disciple, be ye not deceived, in Matthew 24. They are expecting him to tell them when it is coming, when is the season, when is the time, my brother and sister. And the first word he says is, be ye not deceived. Because look what happened, COVID-19. And people are so afraid of COVID-19 that they run to get the vaccine. The vaccine is the weapon of the enemy. My brother and sister, they have for so many years. Some people say 50 years. Other people say 40 years. My brother and sister, they have this weapon ready for humanity to change them by changing their DNA, by modifying their DNA. They become beasts, my brother and sister. And even through the vaccine, they can determine what kind of beast humans are going to turn to. So if they run to the Pfeiffer, they turn into a different kind of beast. To the Moderna, the worst beast I've seen, my brother and sister, the JJ, the two-headed beast that I saw, my brother and sister, Johnson & Johnson, hallelujah, in the same body, two Johnson, two men, two beasts in the same body. I think still the Moderna is worse. Because it's like King Nebuchadnezzar. When he changed into a werewolf, he had no understanding. And they had great appetite for me. And we were talking about him eating people, eating meat. And he said, we have to eat. Here's the thing I noticed. When they first changed into beast and werewolf, that's when you want to stop them. Okay? That's when you want to stop them. Because after they eat meat, they become stronger. And then they can change back to human temporarily. They can. Because then they'll change back to werewolf. But at least, my brother and sister, hallelujah, they also become stronger after they eat meat. There's something else that happens after they eat a human. That after they eat a human, their first meal, when they change into werewolf with the Moderna, if you don't stop them there, my brother and sister, and I believe this in one of the underworld movies where they kill the werewolf before they fully develop, in other words, before they eat their first meal, because if they eat their first meal, it's too late. It's too late after that, my brother and sister. The information has been up there. And me seeing it, it was horrible to see it. It truly is, but the Lord wanted me to see it. and learned of the detail through my own friends who had changed my brother and sister, who was telling me, but he's a pastor. How can a pastor change this way? Well, my brother and sister, this is the fact. This is the fact of life. This is the decision that they're making. They're not listening to God. I'm not going to say they're not listening to us. They're not listening to God. Because if they would go to God and ask God to lead them, to guide them, he would. He would. He will not forsake the righteous. If they would go to him and say, God, should we? This is why God said, come out of her, my people. My brother and sister. Because if you stay in, you take part in the consequence of Babylon. God said he will destroy Babylon. I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partaker in her sin, and that ye receive not of her plague, my brother and sister. The plague, COVID-19, has been determined. Okay? This is the plague of Babylon, my brother and sister. For partaker of her sin is the fornication, the pharmakia, evil, my brother and sister, witchcraft, and so much, that is sinned by sin, and that liquid, that once it's injected in your body, my brother and sister, once it's injected in your body, hallelujah, it contaminates you with sin. It will contaminate you with fornication. The Lord just showed a sister, she was telling me on Facebook, the by seeing in the spirit. And I said, sister, please give me the details, okay? Give me the details. I won't say your name, but I want to share this here on the Lord's Hour. Share with me the details the Lord showed you, because the Lord just gave her details about the Bicene, the wickedness of the Bicene, my brother and sister. And I said, please, hallelujah, please give me the details. Share with me. I want to share with them. Praise the Lord. She's so shooken about it. The way she was writing to me, had not written all the details to me yet, but I'm waiting for that, my brother and sister, because next program, I want to share the details. It is wicked. I know it is evil. Fornication, as Revelation 18 says, my brother and sister, it's horrible. It's evil. It is for us not to take part in it, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God says to Ezekiel, son of man, can this bone live? And I answer, O Lord, thou knowest. What a humble man. Unto me, prophesy upon these bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause bread to enter into you, and you shall live. I will lay sinew upon you, and I will bring up flesh upon you. They have no flesh, dead bones. And covereth you with skin to put breath in you. And you should live, and you should know that I am the Lord. So prophesy as I was commanded. I prophesy as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise. And behold, a shaking. And the bone came together, bone to his bone. Oh, my Lord. Hallelujah. Psalm 109:31, for he shall stand at the right hand of the poor to save him from those that condemned his soul, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. God has not forsaken everyone, yet that has taken the by sin. Look how the Lord stands in Psalm 109:31. For he, the Lord, shall stand at the right hand of the poor to save him from those that condemn his soul. My brother and sister, there's still chance, hallelujah, for people to be saved. But much prayer is required. Here's what I sent someone yesterday. 1 Corinthians 5:1-5. The Apostle Paul has reported commonly that there is fornication among you, such as a kind as it is not so much even name among Gentiles. The one should have his father's wife, and ye are puffed up and have not rather mourned, that he that hath done this deed might be taken away from among you. For I barely tabernacle, hallelujah, in body, but present in spirit. have judged already as though I were pressing concerning him who has done this deed. And in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when ye are gathered together, I'm being there in the spirit with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ. Deliver such one unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. The day of the Lord Jesus is the great coming of Jesus in the great tribulation. And Paul says that on that great day of the Lord Jesus, on that day of the Lord Jesus, my brother and sister, there's such a person, which we have a lot of these persons today, fornicator, when they take us by sin. Okay? It's the same sin. The sin is a sin of fornication. Paul says, when you take them by sin, that ye take not part, Revelation 18, in her fornication, the sister of Babylon. So it's the same sin that this person committed. Paul said that he will give them to Satan. He will give this person unto Satan. God will give these people unto Satan for the flesh to be destroyed, but for the spirit to be saved, my brother and sister. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, the one bringing judgment upon the Gentile was appointed through the prophet Isaiah 42:1. Behold my servant, whom I uphold, my elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him, and he shall bring forth judgment unto the Gentiles. My brother and sister, the great tribulation is the judgment that we call, hallelujah, that the Bible says unto the Gentile. God said he will bring this judgment, the great tribulation, upon the Gentile, because they have rejected Jesus, have not committed their life to him. Every single suffering he went through on the cross, hallelujah, with the cross on his back, to be killed, to be crucified, they will have to endure similar suffering, my brother and sister, because he gave his life, hallelujah, for the sin of the world, for people to be saved out of the sin when they repent. But if they reject his sacrifice, now they themselves have to go through punishment, suffering. My brothers and sisters, not easy. It's not going to be easy. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 14:16. And the people to whom they prophesy shall be cast out in the street of Jerusalem because of the famine and the sword. And they shall have none to bury them. Them, their wife, their sons, their daughters. For I will pour out their wickedness upon them. My brother and sister, what was to be, what is supposed to be upon Jesus, when they reject Jesus, now it comes upon them, God says. I will bring this upon them now. That's the consequence of rejecting Jesus, rejecting his sacrifice on the cross, that now God says he will bring it upon them now, my brother and sister. He says upon their wife, their sons, their daughter, I will pour out the wickedness upon them. That's Jeremiah 14:16, my brother and sister. And this word came upon the people of Jeremiah. They ended up down in Babylon for 70 years, my brother and sister, before they can return back to Jerusalem again. When they return back to Jerusalem again, I was having a conversation with someone. There was only 4 out of the Jewish people did not bow themselves before the altar of King Nebuchadnezzar and not mother's king. But the rest of the people did, my brother and sister. Now, we know that Daniel did not came out of Babylon to Jerusalem. That the people that bound their knee to those idols were the people that ended up back in the land. Now, what's the problem? They became blind. Because if you worship other God, you become blind. And so when Messiah comes, he came to his own, but his own received him not. My brother and sister, hallelujah, they cannot see the Lord. They cannot see Messiah because they neither honor him and they neither, hallelujah, refuse to humble to the idol in Egypt. Hallelujah. Well, the Antichrist in Revelation 13 bring the same idol back, to have the people of the world bow to his idol, my brother and sister. He brings it back. Hallelujah, because he noticed what works for him, that when he did it with the children of Israel, my brother and sister, and when they, hallelujah, bow to his idol, my brother and sister, hallelujah, they will not, my brother and sister, they will not, hallelujah, worship God or serve God. Revelation 37, it was given unto him to make work with the same and to overcome them. And power was given over him, over all kindred, tongues, and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him. Same thing what these people did back in Babylon. They worshiped the idol of King Nebuchadnezzar. Daniel and the other three other Jewish refused to bow. That's why they were thrown. Daniel was thrown to the lion den, and the other one was thrown into the oven of fire, my brother and sister. Okay? Because they refused to bow to the idol when they sound their tambourine, my brother and sister. And so again, the devil saw how well that worked for him. He had an entire nation of millions of people there worshiping his idol. And then after they finally were brought back to the land, when God sent his Messiah, he came to his own, by his own receiving not. They were not able to listen to God. They were so blind. Because if you worship idol, you become blind. My brother insisted. And the devil saw how well that worked out for him. It worked out so well. Because none of these people, very few listened to Messiah. The rest were not. They were not after worshiping the devil's idol in Babylon. Now the devil said, well, I'm putting another plan together. And God revealed his plan. He's going to have people again worship his idol. And all that dwell upon the earth, Revelation 13:8, shall worship him whose name are not written in the book of the life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. And if he may have an ear, let him hear. He that is led into captivity should go into captivity. Remember, they were led into captivity. Jeremiah prophesied over them that they will be led into captivity, and the king and them got so angry of Jeremiah the prophet that they threw him in jail. They beat him, my brother and sister. Jeremiah was going through the worst time. He's talking to his own brother. He's talking to his own family. He's talking to his own sister, the neighbor, the Jewish people, the people of God. No one wanted to listen to the prophet Jeremiah, what he has to say. Then Jeremiah stand for last and say, this nation will be taken by the king of Babylon, King Nebuchadnezzar, captive to Babylon. Oh, they tear the garment. What an abomination. How can you say this? How can you say that America will be invaded by China and Russia and North Korea? How dare you, LV? How dare you say such a thing? Not this nation, they say. Wait and see. Because you'll see it with your own eyes if you're still around. My brother insisted. He lead it into captivity and should go into captivity. He that killed by the sword might be killed by the sword. He that is in the patience and the faith of the saint. And I beheld another beast coming out of the earth. And he had two horns like a lamb. And he spoke like a dragon. He exercised all the power of the first beast before him. Causes the earth and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound were healed, my brother and sister. Horrible thing, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. This is horrible. This is horrible what is coming. But it's coming. The whole earth is taken into captivity. Look at right now with COVID-19. The whole earth is taken into captivity to take up by sin that they don't know what is in it, my brother and sister. They speed up the process of the vaccine, supposedly to make it in 18 months, because it will take them 18 months to reproduce the vaccine enough to give it to the people. They already had it, my brothers and sisters. It's a nonsense and foolishness that they just came up with the vaccine. No, no, no. That's what they want you to believe. That's how they have led billions to take it, my brothers and sisters. But billions are going to find themselves in the greater trouble of their lives soon. Any day from now, this end. Any day from now, the bride disappear. My brother and sister, plandemic, amen. Plandemic. Hallelujah. This is what this pandemic is, a plandemic. They planned this. They planned this evil. He did it with the children of Israel. He took them captive into Babylon. Now he's taking them captive again. It works. The devil doesn't change his way, plan or his agenda. It just works. People fall into it so easy, especially when they forsaking God. When they forsaking God. This is exactly what happened. Amen, brother. Blandemic. Instead of pandemic, blandemic. Hallelujah. The blind leading the blind, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. And he does great wonder, Revelation 13:13, so that he make it come down fire from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And he deceived them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had wounded by the sword and live it. My brother and sister, hallelujah. The question is, where in what country is this image is going to be where people will have to worship this beast and submit completely to it, my brother and sister? This is a fact of the word of God. Every word, every period, every comma of this word are going to come to pass, my brother and sister. I don't want to see no more. I just want to go home. I know how difficult and terrible it's going to be and still being down here. That means the longer we are here, even if we're here a few more hours, we're seeing too much already. We already have seen too much. If we're only here a few hours more, we already seeing too much. I don't want to see anymore. I just want to go home because I know what's coming next year, the year after, and the year after, the way to 2029. The Lord already showed me. I don't want to be around to see it. But there are some people that are walking in so much unbelief and doubt, my brother and sister, that they may stay around to see them, but then regret it. I said to my friend, didn't I warn you not to take the vaccine? And he said, but you already can see the outcome. Yes, but you see the outcome, he says to me. He gave me a big yes out of his teeth. Yes, my brother and sister. I warned him. I told him not to take it. My brother and sister, hallelujah. It is terrible, the decision that people are making. Terrible. But it's going to cost them much in even their life, in even their eternal life, it may cost them. This is why it is so terrible about it, my brother and sister. Because as that brother sent me the verses, Babylon will burn, Elvi. Yes, it will. It will, my brother and sister. It's not only teaching them fornication, but it's injecting them with fornication. Pharmakia. My brother and sister, it's going through the vein, the fornication, covering the whole entire body. And he that have power to give life unto the image of the beast, Revelation 13:15, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause to be killed as many as will not worship the image of the beast. Do you hear the two things this beast will be able to do against people? Against humanity. This is not you just talking to Google, which is a demon, or Siri, which is another demon. This is more than that. This is more, because it has the power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast to both two things speak and cause to be killed. My brother and sister, it will speak to the person. And if the person refuses to worship the beast, it will behead the person at the very moment. But it's still
what the devil meant for evil, God turns it around for good. Because if the person died repenting, if the person get beheaded repenting, it can be saved. Never exclude the mercy of God, the plan of God of salvation. Never exclude it when you read about judgment. People read about judgment and they go blind. No. Don't blind yourself by the judgment, because it's mercy triumphs over judgment. You throw me judgment, I'll throw you mercy. And let's see who's going to win. Mercy triumphs over judgment, my brother and sister. Praise your Lord. There's still mercy of God in the great tribulation, my brother and sister. Praise your Lord. There's still his mercy and do it forever. The great tribulation cannot hold back his mercy. And this is what the devil fear. This is why the devil's celebrating, but at the same time shaking, grinding his teeth. His legs are shaking. Because he knows that when God allows something big to happen, hallelujah, there's a bigger salvation behind it, my brother and sister. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God's plan cannot be understood by his enemy. When his enemy thinks he got it, he end up losing it, my brother and sister. When he says, I got him, God said, no, you don't. I got him. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Yeshua. It's not a loss. Hallelujah. It's not a loss yet. But I don't want to stay behind to see it, though. I'll come and visit from heaven. We'll come and visit, but I don't want to stay behind and see it. No, my brother and sister. Let's continue to endure. Let's continue to persevere, my brother and sister, because all this is going to change fast. Jeremiah 27:5. I have made the earth, the man and the beast that are upon the ground by my great power. Look at God speaking. And by my outstretched arm, I have given it unto whom it seems to me, unto me. God decide, because he's in control. Father has said this to me. Man, when he said it, he really shook me. He looked at me and said, I'm in control. Praise you, Lord. With his great power, his great mind, who can disagree with him? He is in control. He is in control. He says again, I have made the earth, the men and the beasts that are upon the ground. By my great power, he says, in my outstretched arm. Hallelujah. And given them unto whom it seemed me, unto me. Me unto me. Hallelujah. He decides. It's his decision. And he's going to decide to bring great multitude out of the great tribulation. You may not see his plan or agenda right now on how he's going about doing this. But never doubt the power of your God. Never doubt his power. Never doubt what he's able to do, my brother and sister. Because he's able to raise people even from the dead. He said to Ezekiel, Son of Man, can these bones live? Because God is sure. God knows they can live because he has all power in heaven and earth. He knows they can live. The question is, hallelujah. The question is, can you believe that your vaccinated family will live again? Even if they change into beasts in the great tribulation for 7 years, if you pray, ask the Lord, show me that sister. Oh, sister, you don't know, she says, how much I have prayed for you. Nonstop, 7 years, nonstop, I have prayed for you. She says to her sister, hugging her and crying with her. And he shot her shoulder, my brother and sister. It was beautiful, beautiful. How I saw the power of God change her from this ugly beast, ugly bird, flying bird, eating meat bird, back to human again. My brother and sister, we need to believe. We need to believe, my brother and sister. A lot of time we just want to give up on people. No, my brother and sister, God has a plan. God has a plan. We need to learn of him who is humble and meek, my brother and sister. Praise the Lord. Zechariah 12:10. And I will put upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and a supplication. that they should look upon me, whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn, yes, they will, for him as one mourn for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one, hallelujah, who is in bitterness for his firstborn. Yes, you Lord. Yes, you Lord. Yes, you Lord. They will mourn. And they will mourn from bitterness, my brother and sister. The one they pierced on the cross is returning back with great power and with great glory, my brother and sister. He's coming back. And when he does, on that second mighty coming, not the rapture, the second coming, hallelujah, he will come with great power and great glory, my brother and sister. And when they see him, they will mourn. At that very moment, every single act of the devil, every single act of the Antichrist and the false prophet and the beast, hallelujah, will be anew, will be broken off. Every single chain of captivity, a lie and deceit, my brother and sister, will be broken off. And Messiah, the Almighty God, hallelujah, those that he decided, those great multitude of people, will change them back into their body and will put them through his fire and will bring them before himself to bring them into the millennium for 1,000-year reign with Christ. Praise be unto our Lord who overcame, my brother and sister. 1,000-year with Christ is coming up, my brother and sister. Is around the corner, my brother and sister. But to his bride, he says, hallelujah, blessed are they that are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto me, these are the true saying of God. And I fell at his feet and worshiped him. But he said unto me, see that thou doest not. I am thy fellow servant as one of the brethren who behold the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called faithful and true. And in righteousness he does judges and made war, my brother and sister. His eyes were as flame as fire. Hallelujah. And on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but by himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of God. My brother and sister, heaven and earth will pass, but not himself, his word. He will not pass because he's everlasting. He's everlasting from everlasting. He's been with the Father from everlasting to everlasting. Hallelujah. He is the beginning and he is the end. He is the Alpha and he is the Omega, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. He's Almighty God and he's in control. And we don't need to fear, neither be afraid, because he had overcome, my brother and sister. And there's nothing the enemy can do that he cannot undo. There's nothing the enemy can do that he cannot destroy. Hallelujah. The Bible continues saying that the army which are in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, follow him upon white horses. And out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, which he shall smite the nation. And he shall rule them with an iron of rod, rod of iron. And he treads the winepress of the fierceness of the wrath of Almighty God. God has given him all power in heaven and earth, my brother and sister. And everything on this earth submit to him when he speaketh. Everything must submit to him, my brother and sister. There's nothing down here that the devil can do, cannot undo, my brother and sister. He's in control. He has all power. And he's coming back with all power, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. And he had on his vesture, hallelujah, his tie, a name written, King of kings, Lord and Lord of lords. And I saw an angel standing on the sun and cried with a loud voice, saying unto all the foes that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourself together unto the supper of the great God. Thank you, Jesus. This is what he is called, the great God, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He is known, and he is forever known as the great God, my brother and sister. That's why death cannot hold him. He has the power to lay down his life, and he has the power to raise his life back up again. My brother and sister, when the devil thought, and all the principality, Napoleon and all them, thought that they had defeated him on the cross, he got up in front of them with all power, and they were destroyed. They were defeated. That was defeated. The first time, my brother and sister, God has given Adam the power over death. But Adam, my brother and sister, gave that power to the devil and allowed death to come and reign. But Jesus needed to take that back that Adam had lost, and he came overcame the devil, overcame death, overcame Napoleon, overcame all principalities, my brother and sister, and he has all power now over them. He overcame the dragon. He overcame that old serpent called the devil, my brother and sister. He overcame them on the cross. Praise you, Lord. You have any problem with the devil, point the cross over him. Hallelujah. Tell the devil that he's been defeated on the cross. When they're coming to you at night in your sleep, hallelujah, remember the cross. Remember the cross. Remember the cross. I say to the Lord, put an invisible cross that I may not be able to see in the spirit in my house, but they'll be able to see and run away. My brother and sister, the cross of Jesus. The cross of Jesus, he defeated them on the cross. He overcame them on the cross. He destroyed their power on the cross. He destroyed the kingdom on the cross. Every plan of the devil is defeated on the cross. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. You have any problem with any demon? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Claim the power of the cross. Claim what Jesus did on the cross over them. And watch what happened. They began to run. Oh, no. Oh, no. She didn't just say that. Oh, no, he didn't just say that. Claim the cross. Claim the cross. Claim the cross. He overcame them on the cross. They don't want to be reminded of the cross because it was a defeat that they never expected. They thought they had everything together. Their plan was working. My brother and sister, he raised King Nebuchadnezzar, or he used King Nebuchadnezzar and the other king to have the children of Israel worship them. But he can never expect that God will send his son to come and die on the cross, my brother and sister, for the nation of Israel, for the entire world, to give them the opportunity that they, when they were fall in sin, they, all they had to do is repent, hallelujah, and receive what Jesus did on the cross and receive him as their own personal Savior. My brother and sister, and from there, hallelujah, the enemy had no more power over them. This is why Peter can come in. This is why Matthew can come in. Luke and Mark can come in. John can come in. They were Jewish. They were Jewish, my brother and sister. Afraid and scared. Hiding when the Lord got arrested. My brother and sister, only the two women went to the tomb. But the rest of the disciples were hiding, afraid. What are we going to do now, Peter? What are we going to do? Hallelujah. When the women came and said, oh, we have seen the Lord. What? We have seen the Lord. What? We have seen the Lord. How did he resurrected? And then came the word of Isaiah, the word of the prophet, that on the third day he will resurrect again. My brother and sister, thank you, Jesus. It came clear. The word came clear to them. God is not a man that he will lie, nor the son of man he will repent. Every word of God is alive. Every word is his promise to you and I. Hallelujah. And the Bible came so clear to Peter, and then they gathered together, and the Lord appeared among them, among his brethren. And when they saw him, hallelujah, they didn't just call him Jesus. You know what Thomas says? My God, my Lord, and my God. They understood right there, he is the Almighty God. He overcame. He is the promise through the prophet. They understood he is God. They know no more Jesus. They says, my Lord, my God. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Yeshua. Do you know that he is not just Jesus who died on the cross? He is your Lord. He is your God. Jesus is your Lord. Jesus is your God. Understand, he overcame your enemy. Those that you may fear, he already overcame them. How, he knows how easily to hit them over the head and they run. I've seen this in the spirit. These principalities coming against me. And Jesus told them, stop and hit them over the head. Knock them out cold, my brother and sister. They have no chance with Jesus. They have no chance with him. He overcame them on the cross, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Revelation, hallelujah, verse 18. Thank you, Lord, that you may eat the flesh of king when they call the birth of the air, after he defeated his enemy. Hallelujah. The king, the flesh of king, the flesh of captain, the flesh of mighty men, the flesh of horses, the flesh of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both great and small, my brother and sister. It don't matter where you find yourself, the condition you are in, you can repent and call upon your God, my brother and sister. Because when he returns back, it doesn't matter if you are free or if you are in jail for whatever reason. If you're not repenting, it doesn't matter if you're small or if you're great, if you're 3 feet or 4 feet or 7 feet. It doesn't matter how high you are. If you're not repenting, you're not humbling yourself before him. And when he comes, my brother and sister, hallelujah, he comes to destroy everything and start new. He says, I make all things new. You want to be part of the new repent, because he'll make you a new creature. He'll get you ready for what is coming, my brother and sister. But you got to repent. You cannot keep putting off repenting. And I saw the beast and the king of the earth and their army gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. You see the foolishness, the nonsense of the devil and his army and the people on the earth, the nonsense of them. Oh, we got the greater military power. You know, we got all kinds of nuke weapons, atom bombs, hydrogen bombs, chemical bombs. You know, we're ready. Whatever comes, we're ready. You know, we'll take them all easy. Are you going to take out easy the King of Kings when he comes with all power in the cloud? But that's what they're thinking, you know. Russia, United States, all these countries, they're ready. They're ready, you know. They got nuclear weapons. They got all kinds of weapons. They got all kinds of missiles, you know, well-guided missiles that they can just point to the Lord, and they think they're going to take him out quickly. That never can happen. I got to tell you right now, that's impossible. That is impossible. He'll laugh at their missile. He'll laugh at their weapons. And he will even allow them to launch it. And they have a smile while they're launching their missile. Go ahead, launch your missile. And just move a finger and destroy them in the air, my brother and sister. And consume them like nothing. He has all power. Father has given him all power, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. It is impossible. It's impossible. So they come with all their army. And they're ready to come against the Lord. And the beast was taken with him in the false prophet who brought miracle in his presence, which deceived them that received the mark, hallelujah, the beast. And then that worship his image will cast a life into the lake of fire burning with brimstone. Someone points something that is worth to examine. Because Revelation 13:16 tells you that the mark of the beast is in the right hand or in the forehead. But when you read here Revelation 19, I want you to see something. How it points to the mark, my brother and sister. It doesn't tell you here where the mark is, my brother and sister. Okay? Someone noticed this. And there are things in the Bible put in a certain ways that you need to look at it and study it and really research it. Because if you're stuck about the mark being in the right hand and the forehead, then Revelation 19:20 says, the beast was taken with him, the false prophet, who brought miracle in the presence, which was he deceived them that received the mark of the beast, and then that worshiped the image, but were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. Where is the mark here in Revelation 19? Where is the mark? It's not saying to you it's in the right hand or the forehead. It tells you the mark, my brother and sister. Can the by seeing be the mark? Of course it can. It falls into it. The Lord says to me, it's the same. It is the same. Because if you start that the mark is in the right hand and the forehead, and you ignore this verse 20, they have received the mark of the beast, my brother and sister, it doesn't tell you that it's in the right hand of the forehead. It tells you the mark. It tells you the mark. And it's been put in the Bible this way. To them to have wisdom, to them to have understanding also. Let him who readeth understand, the Bible says, my brother and sister. Or let the reader understand. And the random that were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, whose sword proceeded out of the mouth, and all the fur was filled with their flesh, all the fall, all the birds. Wicked birds, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Don't you see a lot of squirrel flying lately? More than ever. Over the land, my brother and sister, they're getting ready to eat meat soon. The end of those 7 years, they're going to have a feast. Eating meat, my brother and sister. There's a lot of black bird flying everywhere. They're getting ready for the great supper, the great feast that they ever had in their life, my brother and sister. The flesh are captain, great and small, so much, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. So please consider Revelation 19:20, because it's not telling you what the mark is, where part of the body it is. It's telling you as a mark, but it's not telling you where it is. When COVID-19 is injected in the body and it goes into your DNA and begin to place its nanotechnology into your DNA, you can tell with a special equipment how you are marked inside of you, in your DNA. And your DNA is you. It is a clear mark that this doctor can see that you have taken the vaccine, that your DNA has been changed. In a few months, your DNA gets changed and changed, especially with all these variants that are coming out. The more variants that keep coming out, the more the vaccine, as they put the booster, continue to modify people's DNA, my brother and sister. It continue to cut out the regular DNA and implement his own DNA, as is described by Moderna, Pfizer, and them, and continues to add and add and add every month. This, I believe, is every week. This specialist is from a 13 to a 20% of your DNA gets changed every single week after you are vaccinated. These are his words. These are his research. I'm not a specialist on virus. I'm telling you what he says, my brother and sister, online. From 13 to 20% after a person gets vaccinated with COVID-19 vaccine, the DNA gets modified every single week, my brother and sister. Every single week. What do you think that means? What do you think that means? There's being changed and it's being added. And now your regular DNA is being cut off, removed, and replaced. Cut off, removed, and replaced. My brother and sisters, what is left of you after they completely change your DNA? No more human in that regard. It is all machine. My brother and sisters, it is all machine and evil. That's what they're replacing it with, my brother and sister. That's why my friend told me in the Great Tribulation that he can change into human for about 3 hours, from beast to human back for 3 hours, he says. And he had like on the wall writing. I noticed on the wall he had writing like in a board. He was writing the hours from the previous days when he turned back into human. He was crashing off like in a calendar the hours of the day, kind of to tell what time it was or how many hours were he changed into a beast. He had records on the wall. I can see the record of him when he changed back to human. He was turned into a werewolf when he changed back into human. For 3 hours every day, he was keeping record of himself. So he was telling me, Elvie, you're going to need to live, to go, because in 3 hours, I'm changing. Okay? You'll stay for 3 hours. After that, no guarantee, Elvie. You're going to have to leave. Okay? He was changing back. Okay? And out to me, I was like, wow. So they know that this way now. That there's no other way out of this. They know that this way now. They keep a record of themselves as a human. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And then, my brother and sister, thank you, Lord. They keep record. They keep record on those hours. And he realizes how many hours he's a beast when he changes by keeping record. And to me, I thought that was very interesting. And it's because this is their life now. When the Great Tribulation begins and these people change, this is their life for 7 years, my brother and sister. This is their life. Now, I have also meditated on this, okay? We know that the Bible says for a time and a half and a time and a half, Daniel 12, in regard to the seven-year Great Tribulation. But the prophet Jeremiah points the Great Tribulation to Jacob, which is a 7 year, which that's what he worked for, Rachel. But instead he got Leah. The question is, Jacob was deceived for 7 years and has to work for another 7 years and actually ended up working for 20 years, my brother and sister. So I'm thinking, will people have to be there for 20 years, my brother and sister? Can it be double? Can those 20 years be in seven, my brother and sister? Can it be in seven? I'm meditating on the mystery of this for the reason being that Jacob was deceived by Laban. And Laban in the story represents the devil. Is the devil looking to stand the Great Tribulation for 20 years? But we know also that God is in control. But God is so angry of humanity right now. Sister online, I wish I had the audio. My brother and sister. Sister put an audio up a few days ago where she had a dream with Jesus. And the Lord Jesus was so angry that she saw him very angry of humanity. And the reason why God is so angry, I will say, by the word, because he has given them so much chance to repent. And the way she was saying in this revelation that the Lord was expecting people to be repenting like the nation of the United States, but they're not. Instead of they are submitting themselves to those demons so quickly that he's going to release soon, they're already talking to them. They're already willing to worship them. My brother and sister, you do not want to make Jesus angry. Okay, my brother and sister, you do not want to make Jesus angry, okay? Because the Bible says, living to intercede, my brother and sister. Let me read to you what King David said in regard to this matter. Praise the Lord. Psalm 2:12. Kiss the Son. Let him be angry, and ye perish from the way when his wrath is kindled. By a little, blessed are they that put their trust in him. my brother and sister. Bless us, the church. We know that. We read this before. But what about the people that are making him angry? What about them? This kiss is the kiss of Judah. Remember Judah who betrayed him? Judah who was possessed by the devil? This is what this kiss is about. Okay? He gave the Lord a kiss. My brother and sister, he is receiving from these nations the same kiss of Judah right now. My brother and sister, Judah was of the devil, the son of perdition. My brother and sister, this generation is becoming of the devil, is becoming the son of perdition. And by their behavior, their wicked, evil life, like Judah, they are kissing the Lord with their wickedness. My brother and sister, kiss the son, let him be angry, and ye perish on the way. This is why people are perishing, going to hell through the Bicene, because they're giving him the kiss of Judah, my brother and sister, by trusting in the government and men to take the Bicene. Why will God, who sent his son to die for you and I on the cross to lead us, hallelujah, who is the way, the true and the life, and that no man come to the Father except through him, will send you to men to take a wicked fornication and demonic by sin. My brother and sister, God will not do such a thing. My brother and sister, I will not listen to anyone who will say to me, God told me to be vaccinated. No way. No way, no way. Not the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, or the God of Jacob. You know why God called himself their God? Do you know why God called himself the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob? God called himself their God because they were holy and righteous men. When God called them to be separated unto himself, God said to Abraham, be thou perfect before me, Abraham. Abraham obeyed God, and Abraham separated himself from other nations. Hallelujah. When he had the chance to go down to Sodom and Gomorrah, he says, no, I'm going to the mountain. Abraham understood that he needed to be holy, separated unto the Lord his God. My brother insisted. Hallelujah. When God told Isaac, Isaac, do not go down to Egypt, Isaac. Hallelujah. But serve me here, and I will supply you here. Isaac obeyed the voice of the Lord his God. My brother and sister, and stayed on that place, made a well, and God provided all the food and water he needed for his people. He obeyed the Lord. My brother and sister, now, hallelujah, Jacob knew not to take a wife from the wife of the fallen one. My brother and sister, but waited until God, until the timing of God. And when the timing of God came, his mother sent him unto his brother's house because he knew that in Laban's house, the descending of Laban were the descending of the Jewish people for him to find a wife there. And specifically, my brother and sister, led by God. And the way God came to him in a dream, Messiah revealed himself as the ladder that reached up to heaven, my brother and sister. And Jacob called that place, hallelujah, the place of God. Hallelujah, my brother and sister. And he walked away and made a pact with God that he will return unto that place, hallelujah, to serve the Lord, indicating that he was separated, that he was holy, that he was righteous, that his life was for God and nobody else, no other nation, no other people under the sun, under the earth that he may serve, but only the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac, his father and his grandfather. And God called himself the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, because those men were obedient to his voice. Those men separated themselves from the God and were obedient to the voice of God. And anyone who obey his voice, anyone who carefully pay attention to him and keep his commandment and fear his voice, my brother and sister, walk under his fear with the Holy Spirit under life, when the trumpets sound, they're going home with him, my brother and sister. He wants the people separated. He wants the people that when the government around them call them to be vaccinated, they'll say no to the government. Because they said, no, we serve God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And God had called us to be separated, to be a peculiar people, a holy nation unto the Lord. That we know our God is jealous, and God will not share his people with the world. Jesus says, ye are in the world, but ye are not of the world. But I have separated you. Praise the Lord. God has separated, has chosen you and I to be his people, a peculiar, separated people to serve him only. Oh, no, God will not share you with no other God. No, no, my brother and sister, God will not share you. He is jealous for you. He is jealous for you and I. And anyone who come, hallelujah, and even touch the world are touching the evil. No way. I asked the Lord about, hallelujah, the flu vaccine. I said, Lord, hallelujah, should I go get the flu vaccine, Lord, three years ago? And the Lord says, no, the flu vaccine, since 2014, they're putting chemical in it, my brother and sister, to contaminate people. And I began to repent. Nanotechnology and the vaccine. My brother and sister, I begin to repent. Lord, I'm so sorry. Lord, please remove this from my body if I have any of it. I don't want to stay behind in the great tribulation, Lord. I want to go home. I want to be saved. Please confirm to me, Lord, that repenting so much that I will be going home in the rapture, Lord. I don't trust myself. I only trust you, Lord. My brother and sister, I have to have Father speak to me and say, yes, you're coming home. The Lord said, yes, you're coming home. Father says, yes, you're coming home. Then the Lord has given me rapture revelation that he's bringing us home, my family home, and the rapture, the departure of the bride of Christ. My brother and sister, I don't trust anybody with my salvation. If you take the vaccine, you trust in the government with your salvation. You trust in your doctor. You're trusting your clinic, your hospital with your salvation. No, no, curse is the man that trusts in man. No, 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 my sister, my brother. God has separated you unto himself to be a peculiar, holy people. Matthew 12:18, behold my servant who I have chosen, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him. And he should show judgment to the Gentile. Yes, he is. He is showing judgment unto us, the Gentile. Hallelujah. David said in Psalm 22:16, for dog has surrounded me. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierce my hand and my feet. Those, the Revelation 19 that have pierced him, he calls them dog. Dog. That's not pretty. Dog. He calls them dog, my brother and sister. Oh, my Lord, my God. John 19:34, about one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his eyes. And forthwith, there came out blood and water, my brother and sister. And many doctors have studied this word. Because blood is what is supposed to come out, not water. And they have come, people have come with so much conclusion. Why? My brother and sister. Water represents the Holy Spirit. And blood represents a sacrifice on the cross. He was full of the Holy Spirit as he is the ultimate sacrifice for the sin of humanity, my brother and sister. He is the Lamb of God. 100%. John 19:37, and again another scripture says, they should look on him whom they pierce. They should look on him. This humanity, when the great tribulation is over, they should look on him whom their peers. This Babylonian system, when they see him, when people see him, my brother and sister, whoever is part of this system on this earth, have become part of them that pierce the Lord. So stop, my brother and sister. 1 Timothy 6:10, for the love of money is the root of all evil. And while some has covered after it, they have erred, hallelujah, from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrow. Who is guilty and who is responsible for the sorrow that they're going to receive during those 7-year great tribulation? This humanity who is going dancing and so much celebrating Bitcoin in the stock market, they're going with a briefcase full of money into the great tribulation. And then they will have to throw it up in the air because they're running from the beast. And then themselves are turning into beasts. Money will be no good. It doesn't matter how many billions and millions of Bitcoin they have in their bank account. When they turn into beasts, they're going to forget about Bitcoin. They'll have no memory like King Nebuchadnezzar. King Nebuchadnezzar was very rich, the most wealthy people in his time. He forgot about all that money when he was turned into beasts. It was also a Bible for himself. Whatever he could eat, he ate. My brother and sister, there was no more thinking, oh, I have so much in Bitcoin. No, someone else may probably enjoy that, or probably nobody else will enjoy anyway, because those other demons that are going to be released who want to take hold of all that, my brother and sister. It's terrible, terrible. Hallelujah. They have followed after the root of all evil, the love of money, my brother and sister. Revelation 1:7, behold, he come with the cloud, and every eye shall see him. Huh. And the great tribulation, hallelujah, not every eye will see him. I notice that the bride can clear see him, my brother and sister. I remember seeing that sister in the day of the rapture a few days ago. She was standing looking to the cloud, and she thought she saw Jesus for the first time in her life. She had never seen Jesus. The Lord will let me know. She had never seen Jesus on her body. She had only served him and seeking by faith. And I was standing there looking at him, looking at her smile. When he opened her eyes and she saw him, she saw his beauty. She saw his power. She saw how almighty he is, that he is bigger than our earth. Jesus is bigger than the earth. I saw Jesus in heaven, bigger than heaven. If he will put Jesus as how big I saw him, he probably the earth was little as one of his hair. So little this earth is compared to Jesus. He's the Almighty God. He wanted me to see him this way. As his word said, he's the Almighty, my brother and sister. In this sister, I saw her smile looking at him. She smiled. She could not stop. She didn't even want to blink. She was so, her eye was fixed on him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That very moment, I saw Jesus looking at her and loving over her. And I saw how was his power. He began to change her body. He began to transform her body. And in a blink of an eye, and an opening of an eye, her body was changed into a glorious, angelic-like body. My brother and sister, hallelujah. And praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. He says, enter into my joy. And everyone he was changing, he would say, enter into my joy. Oh, it was the most beautiful things to see. Oh, that really gave me so much joy and peace to see him doing this to these other people. My brother and sister, I wanted to preach one last time to this brother and sister that decided to give up on the last second. And the Lord says to me, no, Elvie, you cannot preach anymore. It is over. Your preachings are over. God has given you the time to preach to them and for them to repent and seek God. Not anymore. Their time of repenting has passed. Your time of preaching is over. Hallelujah. And I wanted to feel sad. But looking at him, I could not be sad. I wanted to feel sad. But in his presence, hallelujah, David said, his presence was multitude of joy. There's so much joy in his presence that you cannot be sad. Now I understand why in heaven there's only joy and peace of the Holy Spirit. Because I tried being sad for the person who was staying behind, and I could not. I could not, my brother and sister, because the joy of the Lord was my strength. The joy of the Lord was holding me. So powerful and so strong that I could not be sad. But I can only rejoice in him. And at that very moment, he changed my body, my brother and sister. And his power got hold of me. And I was moving up, hallelujah, faster than light. Faster than anything we know to come into the wedding of the Lord. And as I was about to enter in, I was brought back here again. And I was let know in the spirit. At that very moment, I look into God's timing. I wanted to see because the Lord has shown me before the timing clock in the spirit of God. And I was allowed to look. And I tried looking into God's timing. And the Lord says to me, God was the one who spoke through you that no more time the word spoken to you was of God. Jesus says to me one more time. I look into the clock of the spirit to try to tell how much time we have left. Because many times for years I have come on the Lord's hour. And I have told you so. How much time I was allowed to see. Years ago, I seen 15 minutes. My brother and sister. This time when I looked, there was no more time left. If it was 1 second left, it was 1 second. But there was no more time left anymore. The rapture, departure of the bride of Christ, my brother and sister, is any day, any minute, any hour of the day from now on. There's no time. As God has said to me and the Lord, and the Lord has repeated to me again, listen well. If you have something blocking your ears, remove it. There is no more time left for the departure, rapture of the bride of Christ. Jesus has confirmed this twice and even three times to me. If there anybody thinks that there is time left, he says they are sleeping. And he showed me in the spirit of his bride. And I saw many who I believe were thinking there's time left. And in the spirit, I saw them sleeping. And they were sleeping like someone was snoring in a deep sleep. My brother and sister. And even the word of God confirmed to us, my brother and sister, that in these last days, the apostle Paul says to the Thessalonians, in Thessalonians 5, my brother and sister, but at the time and the season, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For you yourself know perfectly. I'm going to tell you something. God is perfect. The Holy Spirit is perfect. Jesus is perfect. And his word is perfect. When you trust in God, you are trusting in perfection. You're not trusting in nothing less than perfection. God is perfect, my brother and sister. For you yourself know perfectly that the day of the Lord shall come as a thief in the night. For when they are saying peace and safety, when God talks about his people, God always say, my people, my prophet, my children, my church, my elects, my saints, my brothers and sisters. When he talked about the government, the wicked and the others, he says the others, oh, they. He never will say to his people, they, never. For when they are saying peace and safety, then sudden destruction shall come upon them as a travail upon a woman with a child, and they again. You got a second day there. That is a confirmation, my brothers and sisters, of what he just has said. They again shall not escape. The great tribulation is catching them by surprise. I know many things I'm lying, or that maybe my word are not of God, but time will tell. This is a good thing about God, that when you speak from him, his word, if it's not true, it will never come to pass. But when it's true, my brother and sister, you can lay back, you can repent daily, you can seek him with all your heart, because you know they're going to come to pass 100%. My brother and sister, I know these words are true and that they're going to come to pass. Hallelujah. But ye brethren, now he's speaking to his people. You see? You see how he referred to us, brothers? But you brothers are not in darkness. This is why you should have not taken them by seeing. Christians should have never taken the by thing, because the world is in darkness, but we are not in darkness. Clear distinction in the word of who we are and where we are. We're not with they. We're in this world, but we're not of the world. Don't let them confuse them with they. Don't dress like they. Don't speak like they. Don't walk like they. Be careful walking with they. Be careful walking with they. But ye brethren are not in darkness, that this day shall overtake you as a thief. No, you're not in darkness. It should not overtake you. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. You see that the great tribulation overtakes the world. It's not that the world is going to overtake the great tribulation like many things, like many preach. No, that's not what the world says, the word of God says. We stand on his word. But ye brethren are not in darkness, that day shall overtake you as a thief. The great tribulation overtakes humanity. The great tribulation overtakes the United States and all the nations. It overtakes them. It takes them over. They don't take over the great tribulation. The great tribulation takes them over. Ye are all children of the light. You see? You see why we're different? We're not just any people. We're God's people. And we're under the light of Messiah, the light of the world. And children of the day, we are not of the night nor of darkness. That's all you have in the great tribulation. The sun will turn into darkness and the moon will turn into blood. The children of the darkness, that's the right place for them. That's what they fit 100%. My brother and sister, we cannot fit in the great tribulation because we are not of the darkness. We are of the light. And the only place you and I fit 100% is in heaven when we go to the bride of Christ, as the bride of Christ. And then when he changes this world and when he makes everything new and makes the light here be more powerful than anything, like heaven, then we fit down here. Then we can come and live and dwell down here again for 1,000-year reign with Christ, my brother and sister. But in the great tribulation, you and I don't fit. There's not a place in the great tribulation when you and I can face, because we're not a children of the darkness. We're children of the light. My brothers, this is why the church is not going into the great tribulation like many supposedly are teaching. There's no place for us. The sun turns into darkness. The moon turns into blood. And we're not children of the darkness. This is for the children of the darkness. My brother and sister. Verse 6. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. The Lord showed me so many people sleeping in regard to time. My brother and sister, when the word of God was spoken in perfect time, and the word of God is fulfilled by God in perfect time, because God is perfect, his spirit is perfect, Jesus is perfect, and the work he speaketh is perfect. And he made his people perfect too through his word. My brother and sister, we are in the perfect timing of God. The bride goes home in the perfect timing of God. For those who sleep in the night, and those who are drunken in the night. But let us, my sister, my brothers, you got to let it. Let us, let it. Make it this way. But let us who are of the day be sober. Hallelujah. You that are of the day shall be more awakened than anyone in darkness. My brother and sister, you should already know in your spirit that Jesus is about to return if you are repenting and seeking him. You know in your spirit there's a departure for the bride of Christ if you are seeking him. My brother and sister, years ago when I was rejecting the rapture, departure, and I said, you know what? We waited several years, nothing happened. I'm not going to believe in this. And I started studying Torah with Torah Watcher. I said, you know what? Why we're in the rapture? My brother and sister, who knows if it's biblical? And then many people are saying that the word rapture is not in the Bible. And so much more. My brother and sister, but I said, you know, before I make my final decision to walk away from the rapture belief and idea, from the rapture belief, let me fast and pray and seek the Lord and hear what he has to say. In his mercy, he might speak to me. My brother and sister, hallelujah. In his mercy, he might speak to me. I'm going to cry out to him and fast and pray until he answer me. And I begin to fast and pray and cry out to the Lord, 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 don't let me be lost. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, according to thy kindness, according to thy great mercy, Lord. Hear my prayer, O Lord. I want to know, Lord, will you show me, Lord? I don't want to hear what men has to say. Will you show me if this rapture that I believe for many years, is it yours, Lord? Is it of your word, Lord? Because I heard so many people against the rapture. I said, Lord, I need you, Lord, to reveal this mystery to me. Is your rapture biblical, Lord? And the Lord takes me out in the spirit that night, I remember. After praying and fasting, I don't know how many weeks and months, he takes me out in the spirit. And I see this preacher coming. He had a Bible on his hand. I can see he had a Bible. Hallelujah. He was dressed to go out preaching. And he was coming directly toward me with the Bible in his hand. My brother and sister. And like many people want to know, was it the King James, brother? Which Bible he had? I don't know if it was the King James. I was hoping to see if it was the King James. But he was coming directly to me, very serious. Very serious. He didn't smile, nothing. His eyes pierced on me like concern for me as he was walking and came close to me. When he came close, I recognized it was Jesus. But he was dressed like an evangelist, my brother and sister. And he opened up the Bible. And he says to me, I'm going to show you that my rapture, he said word rapture. I was surprised because I listened to Esper. I listened to so many scholars saying that the rapture is not a biblical word, my brother and sister, and that the word is harpazo, and even the word departure it is. But he says, I'm going to show you that my rapture, and I believe he said departure, and I believe he used the word harpazo too. But he says, my rapture is biblical. And he opened the Bible, my brother and sister, and he began to read me the verses in the Bible that indicated the departure of the bride of Christ. That where I am, he read this verse too, you will also be, John 14. He began to show me the departure, my brother and sister, chapter by chapter, verse by verse. And he says to me, after he read so much verses and chapters, he looked to my eyes and says, my rapture is biblical. It's in my word. And if you don't believe in my rapture and bringing my children home, you are not coming with me. Oh, my Lord. I threw myself on my knees in front of him. And I was crying, tears was coming out of my eyes. Lord, please, I'm so sorry, Jesus. I am so sorry, Lord, I believe the lie that your rapture is not biblical, Lord. I am so sorry, Jesus. Please forgive me, Lord. Please forgive me. He says, I am coming for my children as I promised. I'm going to bring my children home, he says. I'm going to rapture the parts of them from the earth, he says. And if you don't believe in my rapture, you are not coming home with me. I beg him, I cry like a baby, and say, Lord, I'm sorry for believing all false teaching against your rapture, the pastor, Lord. Lord, Lord, please, now I want to believe, Lord, and I'm going to preach, Lord. When I go back, Lord, to the earth, I'm going to preach about the rapture of the pastor, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I promise you, Lord. I will, Lord. I will, Lord. Now I can see very clearly in your word, and I believe it. It's in my word. Study my word, he says. Study my word. Search it in my word as I just show you. It's in my word, and teach my word, he says. Praise you, Jesus. I forgive you. He says, repent. I said, Lord, how would I know, Lord, that when you come, I remember the night, I'm going home with you and the rats of the pasture. And he says, if my spirit is in you, when I come for my children, my bride, you're coming home with me. My brother and sister, the Apostle Paul says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit that has been given to you until the day of salvation. If you're arguing about the word, I have told people here several times, I'm not here to argue about the word of God. That's a waste of time. That is a waste of time. I'm not here to waste the last hour that I have on this earth. My brother and sister, I want to honor God before we go home. And I know I'm preaching the last. My ministry is over any day now. Any day now, it's over. My brother and sister, my ministry on this earth for now. After 7 years during the Great Tribulation, I will visit, but that's it. My brother and sister, hallelujah. If my spirit is in you, when I come for my bride, then you're coming home with me. That is the question. Feel the Holy Spirit in you, or have you grieved him with argument? Don't go on Facebook arguing with people about the word when people type to me and say, Brother Elvie, let's discuss this verse, nonsense and foolishness. No. I'll send you a few verses for any question you have, and that's it. I'm not here to argue with anything. This rapture of the pastor is happening any day, and the devil wishes to keep anyone behind. Anyone. My brother and sister, no, don't you be part of any argument against the word of God. No, my brother and sister, walk in peace. I walk, it's a walk of peace. Walk in peace with the Lord. Prepare for his coming, my brother and sister, because I tell you, hallelujah, very soon, this is what this humanity is going to hear.
Hello again, and welcome to the Master's Voice. This is Celestial, and you are welcome to this channel. To all old and new subscribers, you are very welcome. Thank you for being here today. A few things before we get started with today's video. This is a little bit of an unstructured video. So I am trusting the Spirit of the Lord that he will lead me through the maze of things that I feel led to share today. So many things have been on my mind for the last few days. I've really been taking more time to sit aside with the Lord so that I can have a better understanding of how to deliver these many words that he has entrusted me with over a period of about 10 years now. And as we come to certain topics, I really need the Lord's help. I really depend so much on the guidance of his Spirit to know how to bring out some of the things that I will be touching upon in the weeks ahead. So before we start, thank you for joining the channel. Please give the video a thumbs up if you are so led, because it helps the content get shared more with other people so that other people see it pop up on their recommended and things like that. Or you can also share the video directly to somebody that you know, somebody that you feel the Lord wants you to reach out to help them open their eyes, to help them come into a deeper understanding of what God is telling us in these times. And I also have other channels. I have a channel on Brighteon. I have a channel on BitChute. I have a channel on Rumble. And I have a Spanish channel where these prophecies are all translated for ease of those who are Spanish speaking. So please always check the description box below so that you can get a better understanding of other platforms that you can support the Master's Voice on. You can share from those other platforms. And without further ado, let's go into what is not exactly a structured word for today. So I do not even have a title for this message yet, but I will trust the Lord that by the end of it, it would become coherent, and then perhaps I will know what to say. And so I would like to point out today a little bit about this channel. This is a prophetic channel that the Lord God has raised up in the earth for these times. Now, prophecy is many things to many people, but the understanding of prophecy that I have from the scripture is that it is the revelation of the heart of God for these times to men. So it is the revelation of the heart of God to a vessel that he has chosen, he has shaped. He has certainly spent a lot of time chipping and shaping and preparing that vessel so that that vessel is able to act as a worthy containment for the things that the Lord is saying. Prophecy is not where people gather together to have discussions about what they think the Bible means or what they think the Bible says. That is Bible study, or that is just the gathering together of the saints. That is iron sharpening iron. But that is not exactly, in fact, that is not at all what the Master's Voice is. The Lord gave this work its name. The Lord is the one who raised up this work, and the Lord is the author of everything that I am reading here on camera. So these are words that the Lord has revealed to me by his Spirit for me to make known to his people. And especially with this topic that we're in, the topic of the fallen, the topic of angels mating with women, the topic of incursions into the earth of creatures who were not given the right and the authority by the Lord Jesus Christ to come out of their first domain and begin to mingle themselves with the seed of men, such that there have now been terrible consequences upon the human race. Humanity as we know it is no longer pure. And as we go deeper into these things, it's very, very important to me that if you come to this channel, you will come to this channel with a heart that is willing to hear what the Lord is saying. So if you come to this channel and you are so full of yourself, I spoke in multiple videos last year about what I call, what the Bible calls, the anatomy of a fool. And foolishness is being full of error and yet thinking that that error is truth. It is a very foolish thing not to know something that you think you know or claim to know, because what happens is if you are full of error, if you are full of the pride and the arrogance of thinking that you actually know something when you don't, because the Lord has not chosen to reveal it to you at this stage in your life, or because you have been in societies or you have been in communities where all the information available is corrupted, which means it is not genuine, it is not of the Spirit of the Lord, it is not true, and yet you have believed upon this with all your heart, you are at great risk of walking in this continued ignorance, which is foolishness, until the day that these things come to fruition upon the earth. And then you will find yourself in that tragic community that I call the Luke 21:26, where it says, men's hearts failing them for the things that will come upon the earth. So there are things that are going to come upon the earth. There are things that are already upon the earth, and they are beginning to, what can I say, to stretch themselves like a man who was sleeping in a bed who, all of a sudden, because of an internal clock in him, wakes up and realizes, it's high time that I woke up. And that person sleeping in that bed, unfortunately, is the devil. That person sleeping in that bed is Satan. All the wickedness and the evil that we see upon the earth at present is nothing to be compared to the things that will come upon the earth in the last days. And so if you are someone who has been laboring under many of the prevalent misconceptions that are here in the United States, misconceptions about the time that the Lord Jesus will be coming back to receive his church to him in glory, misconceptions about who this nation in the Bible called Mystery Babylon is, misconceptions about this topic that I am handling right now at the moment with the Lord's help, that angels came into this earth and made it with women. If you are deceived about these things, then I put it to you that in this brand new year of 2022, it would help you to get yourself a clue. It would help you to get yourself some information. It would help you to realize that if you are full of error, then you are in danger of walking and living as a fool, one who has no room for new information that will shift and change the paradigm, shift and change the understanding, so that you can come into the end times wisdom that is the Lord. So on this channel, unfortunately, I'm not running a Bible study. I'm not running a feedback channel where I need people to come and give their view and their interpretation, because I am not making suggestions here. I am reading out the real-time revelations of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so to those who have a heart to receive these things, you will be blessed by them. You will be taught by them. Even if they are initially frightening or outside of your purview, which means the worldview that you had, the mindset, the perspectives that you had, if you will take some time, this is not a channel where one or two videos is going to do it for you. There are about 150 videos here, and last I checked, I still have about 300 prophetic words of the Lord to get through. This is why I've said that I'm not going to be making every single video. I'm only going to make a certain group of videos per theme as the Spirit of the Lord leads, and then I will move on to the treatment of another matter. So far, I've carried out prophecies about the invasion that will come here from Russia and China. This invasion will leave the United States not in a defeated state, as if there's going to be a war that is equally balanced between the three nations. It's actually going to be an annihilation. The Lord says that he will use Russia and China as his weapons of war, his weapons of punishment and indignation. And with those weapons, the Lord will tear down everything that the United States represents. America is going to be basically wiped off the map in a single hour, exactly as it is written in Revelation chapter 18, when it says Babylon has fallen, that great city. In a single hour, she has received all her judgments from the Lord. It says in Revelation chapter 18 that the smoke of Babylon's burning will ascend to the heavens. And indeed, the Lord has given me prophetic visions and dreams where I saw that I was suspended above the earth, and America was burning so badly in so many places that a thick black plume of smoke was visible from the air on satellite mapping on Google Earth. You could see the country burning from that state. So there's the Russia and China prophecies where the Lord has talked about the fact that America's sin will not be forgiven because her sin is engraved with a diamond pen. And therefore, in the Russia and China prophecies, you can find out everything about how the Lord will raise Russia and China to end times supremacy. So if you come to this channel with your political motivations and the fact that you're interested in chewing up whatever the news is telling you, oh, this is happening and that is happening, I'm actually speaking from a higher perspective. I'm speaking from the heart of the Lord concerning the things that America has done, the things that have grieved the Father, and the grievous punishment that he will unleash against this nation as judgment. I also did the America series. In the America series, I think there's about 20 videos there, perhaps a little more. And in the America series, I was listing out and reading out on camera the many sins that the Lord was addressing that America is guilty of: same-sex affiliation, homosexuality and marriage, abortion, murder, wars of aggression, many, many things that the Lord treated through a series of dreams and snapshots that I have taken the time painstakingly over the last 3 years to list these things. And so many times the Lord has pushed me to share a little bit personally, but I have always said to the Lord that I don't want to do that because my belief is that when the children of God hear the words of the Lord, they will know that it is the Lord speaking. This is not a channel where I'm selling anything to anyone. I strongly do not believe that God is like a used Mercedes-Benz and you need to push him like a product so that people will be convinced. This is the Lord speaking. When the voice of the Lord is uttered in the earth, the people who have ears to hear, hear him. And that is because prophecy as an arrow of the Lord bypasses your race, your culture, your background, your ethnicity, your personal views, and definitely the American fascination with left and right, blue and red. Political affiliations control the minds of people in this country. Even Christians, the arrow of prophecy is sharp enough to pierce past all that and go into the heart so that when the true sheep of the Lord Jesus Christ hear his voice, they will know by which spirit the words are coming forth. However, there was an experience in my life that I have never spoken about to other people, and many times I have started to share it in the video because of the insistence of the Lord, not by myself. I'm a strong advocate and I believe in privacy. And like I said in previous videos, my life is separate from the work that I'm doing here from the Lord. But this thing has been bubbling in my heart for more than 24 hours. And therefore, I will share a greatly edited version of this experience that I had with the Lord when I was a young woman. And the Lord had started to lead me into truth, definitely not truth about Nephilim and things like that. But over the course of my life, God has always been front and center, and he has been very, very dedicated to making sure that I understand what I am to him, who I am to him, and why he has chosen me to do the work that he has called me to do. And so when I was a younger woman and I was still living with my parents, as it happens in life, you know, sometimes you don't move out when you think you will. I had a normal evening, and it was my habit, even as it is now, to stay up very late. I like to be up. when it's late and when it's quiet, when everyone else is sleeping, the Lord shares many things with me. And so I was up late and I did some reading. And then when I was tired, I went to bed and I slept. At least I think I slept. To this day, I am not sure if I actually slept or if I was having one of those experiences where I am in an experience that I cannot tell if it is actually happening or not. Because sometimes when I rest, I even can see things with my eyes closed. It is like I am watching through my closed eyelids in that suspended place where you are asleep and not asleep. So I went to bed and I lay down and I slept, I think. And after a while, the door of my room opened. So the door of my room opened and someone came in. This is not an actual person. This was a presence of a very great fire. This was the presence of a fire that was so hot that this fire had no appearance at all. So normally when we think of fire, we think it's either the normal orange fire that we see burning, or sometimes in industrial and chemical applications, fire can be so hot that it will appear as a blue or even a white flame. But what came into my room was nothing like this. It was fire that was so hot that it bent the reality around it. So my whole room became like this, in the presence of this supremely fiery presence that opened the door and came into my room. And when this presence came into my room, I could not move. I couldn't move, I couldn't talk, and I could only move my eyes to mark the progress of this fire. So this person came into my room, extreme heat, flaming heat, and passed in front of my bed and went to the corner of my wall. So whatever hand this is, in the video, this is my left hand. So I'm lying here, and at the corner of the wall, upon the wall that was next to my bed, a panorama of pictures appeared. So the whole world appeared, and these pictures were the pictures of people in the world. So it was like a map with the continents there, but then you couldn't actually see the countries because they were completely covered with the pictures of people. And it was people living their everyday lives, people just doing whatever it is that people are doing. I saw pictures of people studying. I saw pictures of people at work. I saw pictures of people, you know, taking a walk. I saw pictures of people working in the garden. I just saw people in their everyday life. And this fire became very small and concentrated. So it was a huge, tall heat, and it became concentrated into a small ball. And this ball moved upon the wall and began to flit across the pictures on the wall like this. And whenever it would move, a picture would come up. So it would be like a projection, and a picture would suddenly come up and I would be able to see, oh, that's a woman gardening in her garden. Oh, that's a boy playing with his dog. Oh, that's a girl reading a book, or a man teaching a class. And this ball of concentrated fire was moving rapidly across like this to the different continents and the different countries. It was moving like this. And then it came and it hovered and a picture came up, and I saw my mother. I saw my mother from the back, and she was making dinner. And even though I could not see her and I could only see the lady from about here downward, I knew it was my mother. And I saw a very small child playing in the kitchen close to my mother. And this was my habit when I was a child. I loved to just be wherever she was. So she was making food, and I was there. And the fire hovered in front of that picture. And when the fire hovered in front of that picture, unlike all the other pictures before, that baby saw the fire. So the fire was in my dimension, in my room, and in whatever dimension that was with the pictures, the child in the picture saw the fire and ran to her mother and stood behind her mother's legs. And then she looked out from behind her mother's legs, and she smiled and she waved at the fire. I've never shared this, and this is very hard for me because I do not think that this is anyone's business To tell you the truth, the Lord told me to speak freely today, and as I was talking with him, I was telling him that it is not really anyone's business to have access to these kinds of things. These things are my things. I believe that all Christians should follow God with all their heart. If you want to follow yourself, or if you want to follow your atheism, or if you want to follow whatever other God excites you, then I'm not going to be the one to argue with you and try to convince you, because God is not a cheap commodity that needs to be sold to human beings. This is what is missing in the modern church today. Pastors are not telling you that the person who is supposed to show reckless love and chase after the other person is actually us, the fallen human beings, who are supposed to be running after the eternal perfection of God with everything that is in us. Nobody has to convince you to live a holy life. Nobody has to convince you to live a righteous life. Nobody has to convince you to be true to Jesus Christ after the incredible sacrifice of flesh and blood that he has made for you. But now people have to beg you to go to church, beg you to stand up to worship, beg you to lift up your hands and show respect to the person who actually is keeping your lungs and your heart functional and has not allowed you to go into the grave and darkness under judgment for whatever sins may still be operational in your life. I do not believe that anyone needs to beg people to surrender to Jesus Christ and be holy. And so these things, I keep them in my heart because they are my private things. Every Christian should be seeking God and pursuing God until they come to the place where they have private things, private encounters, and moments that define who they will be upon this earth. I should not have to bring out my treasures to anyone to prove to anyone that I have the mandate of Christ and the authority to be here speaking. Nevertheless, because I have started, this child was able to perceive the fire, unlike all the other people that it was seeking across the earth. She saw it and she waved at it and she began to play hide and seek with this fire. And I saw that this presence, this fire, hovered over that picture, and it came to rest. It didn't move anymore, and it wasn't looking for anybody anymore. And then I woke up out of that experience, whether I was sleeping or whether I was just frozen and seeing something, and the wall of pictures was gone. And the fire that was bending the dimensions and the reality of my room because of how hot it was gone. And I knew that the Lord was showing me, according to scripture, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. I know where I put you. And I knew when I came to you, you would recognize me. So when you come to this channel, when you come to the Master's voice, and you see Celestial speaking here, I am not having a discussion with you, and I'm not asking about the codexes that you have read or the greater revelation of the inner, deeper Baptist church that you come from, where they told you that Sethite men slept with ungodly women, and that is how giants came to the earth. I am telling you that angels came down from heaven and slept with women. They defiled and polluted themselves. They were reported by the righteous angels to God, and God pronounced a terrible judgment upon the angels themselves, upon the seed that they brought on the earth. He judged them, and that they will for a time, for Satan will be given a short time to express everything that is in his heart. They will for a time wreak havoc upon this earth. And after that, for them, for the righteous, and for every sinner who refuses to repent of their sin, there comes the judgment. And so I will go into a few things. I asked the Lord, and I said, Lord, is it not time to stop this series, actually? Because I've made quite a few videos concerning UFOs, concerning the coming of creatures upon the earth, concerning the return of the fallen upon the earth. And I really thought, Lord, we've covered so much. isn't it time to change to something else? And he said to me, Celestial, you have not even started to speak to them about the truth. And so I want to say to you today that if you do not have knowledge that is grounded in truth, you are walking in darkness and you are at risk from being harmed by the things that will come upon this earth. And not only must you have knowledge, not the knowledge that comes from pastors who are actually deliberately or without knowing, deciding not to teach these things. They do not have the revelation of the truth. And there are myths that have been taught in America as scripture for more years than I have been alive. One of those myths is that it's ancient Rome and that it's the Catholic Church. Who is Mystery Babylon? Mystery Babylon is the U.S. of A. And in the day that you see more missiles, more Russian missiles falling upon this country than I can count, you will understand what Pastor David Wilkerson was saying until he died. You will understand that God did not make a mistake when he sent Pastor Dimitri Dudeman here to declare to United States that you are Mystery Babylon. In that day, as your cries are rising to heaven, as you watch this nation burn from the east to the west coast, you will understand that it was the mercy of God that came to uncover the truth to you. But like a fool, you were too full of yourself to hear it. So the first thing we must understand is that knowledge must be grounded in truth. If you do not have the truth, everything you try to build upon that foundation will be nothing but deception. Secondly, knowledge must be practical. So we're going to take a practical look at the book of Enoch once more. We're going to look at, I think it's chapter 9, and I will just read here from my laptop what it says. And then Michael, Uriel, Raphael, and Gabriel looked down from heaven, and they saw how much blood was being shed upon the earth, and they saw all the lawlessness that was wrought upon the earth. And they said to one another, the earth is being made without inhabitant, and it cries out with the voice of their crying up to the gates of heaven. And now to you, the holy ones of heaven, the souls of men are making suit and saying, bring our cause before the Most High. And so they said to the Lord of ages, Lord of lords, God of gods and King of kings and God of all ages, the throne of your glory stands unto the generations of the ages, and your name is holy and glorious and blessed unto all ages. You have made all things, and you have power over all things, and all things are naked and open to your sight. You see all things, and nothing can hide itself from you. You see what Azazel has done, how he has taught all unrighteousness on this earth, and he has revealed the eternal secrets that were preserved in heaven that men were striving to learn. And Semyaza, who you gave authority to bear rule over his associates, they have gone down to the daughters of men upon the earth, and they have slept with the women, and they have defiled themselves, and they have revealed to them all kinds of sins. Now the women have borne these great giants, and the whole earth has thereby, by them, been filled with blood and unrighteousness. And now behold, the souls of those who have died are crying, and they are making their suit to the gates of heaven. Their lamentations have ascended and cannot cease because of these lawless deeds that are done upon the earth. And you know all things before they come to pass, and you see these things. Yet, Lord, you do suffer them, and you do not say to us what we are to do in regard to these. And so we see here that the righteous angels who have not sinned and who have not left their first estate, as we have constantly looked at Jude chapter 1 and verse 6, Michael, Uriel, Raphael, and Gabriel are looking down from heaven, and they are looking at the lawlessness and the recklessness and the wickedness and the fornications that have come upon the earth because of the sin of the fallen angels. The fallen angels have come, and they have taken wives and cohabited with them. And there are people who are saying, oh no, the angels came and they raped the women. Enoch says that the angels took them wives. When you take a woman to wife, you're not exactly raping her, because it says that they took them to wives and they dwelt with them and cohabited with them. I don't think that people of this modern time understand the level of deception that fallen angels are capable of. It is as if they think that the Lord in his, I don't know, his lack of wisdom created things that are so hideous and ugly and repulsive that when they come to earth, men will see them and scream and run away. And yet the Bible tells us, it gives us a little hint of what the appearance of these angels would have and will be like when it says, for even Satan appeareth as an angel of light. When angels appear in their glory, as for instance, the angel that came and rolled away the stone at the tomb of the Lord Jesus Christ, they can appear with so much brilliance and dazzling beauty that, as the Bible says, when those soldiers saw the angel, they became as dead men. It doesn't mean that they actually died. It means that they went into a literal and instant coma and fell before the angels. As a dead man literally is the state that you find comatose people in the hospital. They have a pulse, but everything else about them is shut down. Brain activity is shut down. The organs are simply working on impulse, and it is as if the person is not there. When the angel appeared to Daniel to speak to him, the same thing happened. Daniel went into a dead faint, and he said that the angel actually had to revive him and stand him on his feet. When you stand before the angels of God blazing in their glory, you are not able to keep your feet. So let this be a warning to those of you who believe these people out there that are talking about angels, six and seven angels appearing to them in one night, and they stood there and they were able to have conversations with the angels and take notes, and they were not affected by it. You need to read the scripture, and by the scripture, you will get a filter in your heart that will enable you to spot liars. This is just for free. When angels appear without their glory, they look just like men. You find incidences of this when the angel appeared to speak to Gideon. All Gideon saw was a young man talking to him, and it wasn't until the angel ascended in a flame of fire after Gideon had made the offering that he knew this is an angel of the Lord. The same thing happened when the angel came to bring information to Mary. He was not glowing. Mary did not faint. Mary did not have an episode. She was able to speak with the angel normally. The same thing happened when the angel came to bring news of the birth of John the Baptist. His father, Zechariah, was having a normal conversation with what he thought was a man. He even went so far as to question the angel and show obvious unbelief and say, well, how do I know these things will be? That is when the angel identified himself and said, I am Gabriel that stands in the presence of the Most High God. And for this you have done, this unbelief, your tongue shall be shut up and you will not speak until the child is born. The same thing happened when the angel came to bring information to Samson's mother that she would bear a holy child who would be God's judge for his people. All she told her husband was, I was out in the field today and a man told me that I'm going to get pregnant. You know we haven't been able to have a child, but this man said it. And the father said, who is this man? It wasn't until they had both seen the angel and he disappeared in front of them that they said, this is an angel of the Lord. And they also said, and now we're going to die. Therefore, scripture has more than enough precedent to show that the angels of God are able to appear unto men looking like nothing more than men. And what the Lord has shown me is that when these angels stand before women, even in these final days, it will take the Spirit of the Lord to cause those women to keep their clothing on and to be able to resist them. They will be some of the most amazing looking, beautiful human beings like that you have ever seen. And so the righteous angels are speaking. And notice how they approach the Lord. They do not approach the Lord as most of us do. Most of us will have a problem or an issue or a need and simply go to God and start talking to God as if God is our equal, as if God is our mate, as if God is just someone, mostly because of the church culture in the United States, that we can just walk right up to. People have been told that God is like a daddy mixed with a Santa, and therefore there's no need for reverence, there's no need for the fear of the Lord, and there's no need to bring honor, praise, and glory to the name of the Lord, which is actually the proper format of prayer before you start asking. Yet the angels come and they tell God how glorious he is. They tell him how timeless he is. They tell him how holy and blessed his name is unto all ages. They tell him, honoring him and saying that we know your sight is perfect. We know that you have seen all things. They bless the Lord and they reverence him at length for the entire chapter 9 before they finally say one or two words at the end about the situation. The lawless ones are destroying the earth, Lord. The cries of men are rising up to us because of the lawless deeds of the giants, the children of the fallen. What are the lawless deeds that the giants were doing? The Bible says that they laid claim to the earth and they made such demands on people that people were forced to serve them like servants. People had to raise lots of animals and spend a lot of time roasting 20 goats to feed one of them. And the Bible says, not the Bible, but the book of Enoch, I've covered it in previous videos. I think the video about Og of Bashan, if you have problems following the storyline, go back and start to watch where the videos say the fallen, and make sure you watch the video about Og of Bashan. It gives a lot of information, and I went through both the scripture and the book of Enoch to show and prove the things that the Lord is saying. And so, they were forcing people to work, and the wickedness and the evil of what they were doing reached to the point where they began to eat people. The book of Enoch says that when they had consumed the substance of the earth to the point that people were not producing enough for them, they began to eat man. And if you look in what is called mythology today, you will find tons of stories in all cultures about huge man-like creatures that used to eat people. People used to scare their children and tell them, if you are bad, the giant will get you. If you are bad, the dragon will get you. Which, as the Lord says, this modern generation is very hard-hearted and very stubborn and takes the things that their ancestors had to battle and fight for survival as a joke, as a myth. He says we teach it as discourse, which just means something curious for conversation. And we do not have the wisdom and the understanding to know that the Bible says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be again. And I can tell you that the biggest problem in Noah's day was not the fact of the flood. The biggest problem in Noah's day was why the flood was necessary. Because huge creatures, Enoch says 3,000 ells, which is skyscraper height, and below, in various dimensions, were walking upon the earth. They had laid claim to everything that humanity had. They had subjugated humanity to the level of slaves. And because of the wickedness that their fathers, the fallen angels, taught, the book of Enoch says that the whole earth had become corrupted, polluted, and the only thought that was in the heart of man continually was evil. Evil to start killing, because the fallen angel taught men how to make weapons. It says that they taught them enchantments. This is the entry of witchcraft and sorcery into the earth. It says that another angel taught them the resolution of enchantments. To resolve an enchantment means that one person puts a spell and then the other angel teaches you how to break the spell. So now you understand why in this earth people talk about, oh, she's a black witch. Oh, she's a white witch. I only do good spells. The so-called white witchcraft is just as cursed as the black witchcraft, because these are the revelations, as the angels called it, the secrets of heaven, the eternal secrets hidden in heaven, which men were striving to learn. These knowledges, the knowledge of good and evil, is the knowledge that is preserved for the Father alone. God alone knows the heights of righteousness and the depths of wickedness. And such knowledge is too dangerous and high for human beings to possess. This is why when Adam and Eve took of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they entered into the same corrupted state. as descendants would later enter into when the angels began to teach them secrets of heaven. This is the reason that God put them out of the garden, because he said, in their fallen and corrupted state, where they can now rise to the knowledge of how much good can exist, and they can also descend to the basest level capable of the human soul, I cannot allow them to touch the tree of eternal life. There will be no hope to renew them. They will become eternal in this fallen state, and they will never be able to be renewed to the state of innocence and righteousness that I, their maker, desired for them. And so, the Lord was told by the angels, you see all things, and yet you suffer them, and you do not tell us what we are to do in regard to this. I will stop the video here, and I will look at the next chapter in another video. But before I end this video, I will share the few things that the Lord gave me for today. He said to make it known that the fallen angels will set foot on this earth again, and they will lay claim to it as they once did, as their domain. So as we will go through Enoch, you will find that the fallen angels were laid in chains until the day of judgment. But in the day of judgment, they will be released for a season upon the earth, and they will rise, these creatures, and they will lay claim to this earth as if it was still theirs. The Lord also said that there will be reverse engineering of the pharaohs and other mummified remains. The pharaohs had this curious belief. Among the pharaohs, when you died, you were not just cast into a hole. You were put into a very stylized tomb. You were given your own pyramid. And in that pyramid, they put a lot of things that you would not think a dead person would need. They put gold and silver and lots of fancy clothes, all the beautiful, majestic robes that the pharaoh used to own. They also, believe it or not, put male and female servants who were still alive. That's right. When the pharaoh died, everyone who used to crush his grapes and bake his bread and wash his clothes and serve him in any way, the entire court, or at least those of them that were seen as necessary to wait on a king when he woke up in his next life, they would be put into the tomb. And while the pharaoh was dead, those people would be in that tomb starving until they died. So pharaohs in the ancient times had this very strong and pervasive belief that they would rise again. And I want to just ask you, if you stuck with the video this long, where do you think they got that idea? In the ancient world, the fallen, even in those days, were there. They taught them these things, how to preserve the body in such a way that it would not rot for many years. This is why you see with our normal embalming and everything else after we pass away, if you dig up the coffin after a while and look in it, there's nothing but dust and teeth. Even the bones will rot after a while. But these people come from centuries upon centuries upon centuries ago, and their bones are still in a well-preserved state. They were taught this art by people who lived among them who were not people. People who had the understanding of how to keep these things, because they knew that in the time of the end, there would be technology that is able to bring back these things. I'm not very well versed in what reverse engineering is. This is just a phrase that the Lord has given me. But if engineering means to build something forward, reverse engineering means to take something apart from its present state and roll it back by looking at how it was made until you get to its original state. So pharaohs and other remains will be raised up, and that includes these creatures that we know as dinosaurs. Anything that has rotted remains, that still remains on this earth, those in charge of this type of technology are going to break the laws of God and attempt to play God and raise the dead and bring these things back. The last thing that the Lord spoke to me is from 2 weeks ago. I did not share it at the time, but I will now. The Lord says that mass abductions are going to start happening around the world, and I actually saw visions of this. things are going to start happening where people are going to be taken in a group. I've warned about especially those people who have so much love for UFOs and aliens that they go off into the trees in groups of 30 or 40 with their cocoa and their blankets and sandwiches, and they sit there all night stargazing and focusing their collective mental energy, trying to call down and say, oh, we love you, we want you to come and be with us. These things are so dangerous. The deception that is in this earth is going to be the corruption and the destruction of humanity. I can say, and I have spoken it many times in the prophetic words of the Lord says that the things humanity loves will destroy them. So you that has watched Walking Dead season 1 to season 800 and your fascination and love for zombies is so strong, whether you are a Christian or not, when the reanime come upon this earth, don't scream, don't cry, don't complain. Embrace them, because it is the corrupted desire of your heart that will actually bring them upon this earth. The Lord says that the things people love, their sin, will destroy them. Those who love Halloween and witches and ghouls, when those things wake up in the final times and walk with their 10, 15, or 35 toes upon this earth, don't cry and don't make any resistance, for by our sin shall we be captured. So those who do not have a desire to participate in this, do not participate in this. Mass abductions will happen. The Lord says that people will not be taken one by one anymore. So we know that traditionally one person will be taken, or a man and his wife maybe, or a father and his son will be taken. And when they come back, people gaslight them until they don't want to speak. People mock them and they shun them because they are so convinced and they are so committed to what happened to them. They want understanding. They want acceptance. They want answers, because it is not right for these things to happen to humanity. Yet they would always be shut up. The victims would be set aside, they would be hidden, they would be threatened by the government, but the Lord says that mass abduction will become a part of everyday life. And when people start being taken in large groups and coming back with the same experiences and insisting that what has happened to them has happened to them, God says that there will be more mainstream coverage of these strange sightings, and the media will play a strong role in what he called grooming. So the media is definitely going to start to give more credence to these things when people start to go missing in groups and come back in groups and share their experiences. We are in a highly connected world now. Data, internet, videos, YouTube, Facebook, whatever it is that we have, these things will spread like wildfire in the international community, and the media is going to stoke this fire. But the Lord says that it is a form of preparation and grooming. Why? It is to prepare the minds of the people for the day that these things will be revealed and told. As they constantly say in the movies, they are among us. May God's people understand that they are among us, but they are here for no good purpose. And if you love your skin and you want to keep it on your body, may you hear what the Lord God is saying. I am Celestial, and this is the Master's Voice. Please like the video. Please share the video. Please take the video to heart. I think that will be the best reward for me. If I have to share things that I really do not want to share, may you take these things to heart and by them preserve yourself and your family. I thank you for being here with me, and until I see you again, God bless you. Goodbye.
Praise the Lord, everyone, and welcome to the God's Law 7 End Time Prophecy Channel. I'm Sister Barbara, and I'm here today with a prophecy I got earlier that I was hearing all day yesterday. Today is, January 11th, 2021. Okay, so before I even say anything, I'm sure you can see this horrible ordeal I had with my eye. I have really bad anxiety and panic, so I took a panic attack on, the 8th. I'm sitting over there on the kitchen chair that doesn't have arms, so I couldn't hang on, and wham, I went down on the floor. Now, I just got up with the doctor on the video appointment. He told me it looks worse than it is, and it should go away. It should be perfectly fine. I don't have any other symptoms. We just called the paramedics when it happened. My granddaughter did. And get this. They said they strongly recommend that I don't go to the hospital. There was like a 6 to 9 hour wait there with all the people in the hallways that had the virus. So I didn't go. Imagine that. Okay, so this is take two. You know how this is going. Join me in the King James Version Bible. I'm going to be in the book of Isaiah. I think I was just here not too long ago. A book of Isaiah, chapter 2, verse 12. For the day of the Lord of hosts shall be upon everyone that is proud and lofty, and upon everyone that is lifted up, and he shall be brought low. All right, I'm not going any further than that. All right, so I put it in my phone. I took a picture of it, so let's hope I could do this way. For some reason, it's not letting me enlarge it. So let's try it anyway, like this. Brace yourself, for the time of God's visitation is at hand. I will humble the proud, lower the arrogant. I will make the rich men poor. I will send upon you a distant nation, a people whose language, now I have this in another one, a people whose language you do not understand. They will conquer you and take you captive. The blood soaked land cries to me, day and night. I have heard the outcry. Your sin is greater than Sodom and Gomorrah. Your abomination is more wicked and has been paraded before me. Your evil behavior is more wicked and has... Your evil behavior towards your children is despicable. You murder them in the womb, sacrifice them to Baal, abuse them, sell them into captivity to evil men. Just look at the news. You have made evil good. Your life revolves around your money and pleasure, while the poor and the needy starve and live in the street. You have grown fat and lazy. You have become complacent. You have eyes and do not see. You have ears and do not hear. Like the fattened sheep, you